أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزلت سورة فإذا أنزلت سورة محكمة وذكر فيها القتال رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولى لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers. One desire that they had was that they go out in the path of Allah, that they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more especially in view of the fact that the difficulties that they had undergone in the life of Makkah Mukarramah. So they would request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from time to time, that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send down to us such a surah, such a verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us permission of striving and going out in the path of Allah for the sake of jihad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ surah. And those who believe say, why has a surah which has been precisely judged not sent down to us? And here they have spoken about the surah which is described as muhkamah in the Quran Kareem, such a surah that will never get abrogated ever again. In other words, we'll be able to continue to go out all the time. فَإِذَا أُنزِلَ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ, that when this precisely judged surah was sent down, وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالِ, and in it, qital, waging jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned, then we found that this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suddenly got divided into two categories. One category were those who were very firm and pure in their iman, the sahaba ikram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second category were those who had nifaq and hypocrisy in their hearts. رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Then O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had seen in the hearts of those people who had a sickness and illness, the sickness of nifaq, hypocrisy, kufr was lurking in their hearts. يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَغْشِيِّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. They began to gaze at you. They began to look at you with such a gaze, the gaze of a person who becomes unconscious at the time of death. Now, when a person is about to leave this world, he is sometimes in a state of consciousness, then he becomes unconscious, and as death comes to his door, if his eyes are open, we will see that person's gaze, his stare is something else. And now when these verses are revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now the call has come from Allah, that emerge and go out in the path of Allah for jihad, then they begin to become so concerned, so worried, so afraid, as though they are leaving this world. For أَوْلَى لَهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were destroyed, or destruction be upon them. In other words, they were never ever true to Allah. They had never brought iman in their hearts. They only pretended to have brought iman, and they would sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pretending that they had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Da'atun wa qawluhum ma'roof. Outwardly, it would seem that they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, they would say that they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلٌ ma'ruf, and outwardly they would speak kind and good words, and whatever they said was all about their outward appearance. It was all about what they showed out to others, but in their hearts they had never brought iman. فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمَرُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the matter was resolute, when the matter was resolved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses of jihad. They could not comply and they did not go out. فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If only they were true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would have been better for them. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the whole ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The commentators have given two different interpretations of this ayah, so we will go through both of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is it perhaps that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you sovereignty, government, governance on the earth, then you will cause corruption on the land. وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you will cut off and break off family ties. That now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed these verses, that you should go out and strive in the path of Allah, then obviously governance will come into your hand. You will be able to rule over people. Now what happens to some people is when they are not spiritually, when they are not emotionally ready to take over any form of governance, when they are not ready to take over any rank, any form of status, then we see this from time to time, that they cause corruption in the land, injustice sets in, greed sets in, and the last thing that they do is fulfill the command of Allah, or uphold the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that group of people, that this should never ever happen. And the second is, وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, that you begin to break off family ties, you begin to break off that relationship that you are supposed to have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded for you to join. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many are the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the barakah of wealth, he speaks about the barakah of time, of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person when one begins to mend these family ties and relationships. The other is, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, that is it not perhaps that you turn away from this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do not strive and go out in the path of Allah for jihad, you do not go out to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by not doing so, you begin to spread corruption on the land, you begin to spread corruption on the earth. When corruption on the land and the earth begins to become prevalent, then what happens is people begin to forget the very basic commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the result is injustice will set in, and then people break the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, that they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, profess having iman, but there was never iman in their hearts. And then, فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, then Allah ta'ala had deafened them, that now they cannot hear the haqq, they cannot hear the truth. They would hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would hear him reciting the Qur'an Kareem, but obviously nothing would go in through the ears. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, they would see the nur of nubuwat, they would see everything around them, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blinded their eyes, and hence they will never see the haqq, they will never see the truth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.